Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 674. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by nobody. Unfortunately, this episode will be kind of short. We're under a winter storm type thing. We've got snow and ice. So Ryan was unable to make it. Power outage. I'm not sure how long this episode will be if my power decides to go out. Right now, a couple inches of snow yesterday. Then now this morning we're getting like rainy ice. We haven't had like weather like this in a couple years. We'll get snow every now and then, and snow will last maybe a day or two. So I'm gonna say probably 7-8 years since we really actually had like a crazy winter where like the city was shut down for like a week or so. Another city will be shut down a long time this time. Maybe just tomorrow until the roads are cleared up. They're talking about maybe we may get another snow area in Tennessee where we're at next week or the week after, maybe. Remember one year we got snow in March, like the first week of March. It was pretty bad for a week. And then the next week was all cleared up. And then we got another snowstorm a week later. And that probably happened, I think, I want to say 2 or 3 years in a row. We had bad snow. Yeah, we don't get snow like up there, like friend of the show Dan, old school OG Dan, does upstate New York, where they get feet and feet and feet of snow. I saw a YouTube video the other day, where, like someplace in Russia, got like 4 meters in December, then 2 meters in January, like early January, then just got like another like 12 or 13 meters of snow. They're showing like the pictures of people going outside on the second floor and the snow is all the way there. I saw a video where some guy was saying, hey, this is the parking lot, but all the cars were completely covered. They're showing like the roads and the cars are going up and it looks like the snow is like 6 stories tall. Some places get crazy snow. I think last week in Florida, where I got like to go on vacation to Destin, Florida, I think they got Panama City, Destin, Fort Walton. They got snow down there. Not a lot, but it snowed pretty good down there. So if you guys are out there in the weather, weather's hitting you, y'all stay safe. Make sure you stay warm. Prepare for it. Have extra food, blankets. Make sure you have stuff that you can survive if you don't have power, battery-operated devices, flashlights, heaters, stuff like that. So let's say, again, this will be probably a short episode. Don't really have a lot to talk about this week. Let's see. Didn't buy anything this week at all. I was searching around. Tax season's coming up. I'm still working on my house, so I'm spending a little bit money, too much money on trying to get things done over there. I know some of y'all are like, hey, you ain't done with the house yet? No, I'm not. I'm being lazy, not going over there all the time doing stuff. And where we have lead paint, so I have to like scrape off paint to cover the paint, to remove the paint, not cover it up, but remove the paint. Lead's not good. So I'm protected. I've got a mask on, goggles, and gloves while I'm doing all this stuff and vacuuming it up and throwing the stuff away. Let's see, working in the house. As I said, didn't buy anything. Then I've been playing Fallout 76 as usual, but I've been trying to go through and do the older stuff, like a lot of the missions, a lot of the stuff to not 100% complete it, but get caught up because I'm so far behind on some other stuff. I just skipped it. These years, like Boy Scout, they call them like Tadpole and Pioneer Scout missions. I've been doing a lot of that to try to catch up on those. Some other quests that I didn't do from Appalachia, and then the Burning Springs, which is the new DLC. Then there's the fishing expedition one or fishing one. Trying to do some stuff on that. Trying to just catch up on things. There did start The Last of Us, the first one, over again. What I decided to do is I didn't know what I wanted to play. And so I just went to my catalog on the PlayStation and just started arrowing up, down, you know, left, right, all the way around. Closed my eyes and stopped and that was the game ended on, so I stopped on, so I decided to go ahead and play that. Kind of remember, you know, a lot of the stuff in there, forgot a few things. on the show, well, from the game. My wife was watching me and she's like, "Oh, that's from the show. Oh, that's from the show." It's like, "Who's that?" And I was like, "Oh, they changed him." I'm like, "Yeah, they did." It was fun to get back in there. Did play a little bit more Animal Crossing on the Switch with the DLC, the new expansion update. I was about to say DLC, but the new expansion with the hotel. Not much. I got a couple hours onto that. That's about it. What I played. We didn't play no VR stuff. We got it out. We were talking about playing it, but then I guess people couldn't get home or couldn't get online. People were sleepy, stuff like that. So we'll go right into the news. Sorry, I got a yawn. All right, so this was pretty interesting. So according to this one report, people bought at least one new copy in 2025 of a PS2 game, a PSP game, and a PS Vita game. They're not just one, there were several. So PS2 games sold at least one copy in the U.S. last year were Bombastic, Gladius, Grandi 3, Kingdom Hearts 2, Midway Arcade Treasure 2, MVP Baseball 2005, Odin Sphere, Shin Megami Tensei, Digital Diva, or Digital Devil Saga. I butchered all that. Sly 2, Bang the Thieves, Stuntman, Ignition, and then Yakuza 2. So that means some store had a brand new copy, and they went in there, and someone bought the brand new. PSP games that were sold were Grand Theft Auto, Chinatown Wars, Hot Shots Tennis, Get a Grip, Midnight Club 3, Dub Edition, Monster Hunter, Freedom Dual Pack. We got Rock Band Unplugged, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 2009, and the UFC 2010 Undisputed. Again, brand new video game, brand new games bought by PSP. Went back and got UFC 2010. Vita games, Borderlands 2, Code, Realize Winterwide Miracles. See Dynasty Warriors next, Little Deviants, Punchline, and Shinobi 2, Revenge of the Zen. So someone went out and bought those PS Vita games. Kind of interesting. So we'll maybe see in what 10, 15 years if someone will buy a PlayStation 3 or 4 games. All right, so here I got another article. What does someone says? The PlayStation Portal peaks in U.S. with the highest PS5 console attach rate. So they're saying right now that we have 7% of the PS5 owners have a PlayStation Portal. Let's see, 49% of PS5 and 66% of Xbox hardware sales in 2005 did not include a physical drive. Those are digital editions. 13% of PS5's purchased in 2025 were Pro models. Other little things there. I did also see there was an article saying that there's rumors that there's going to be a PlayStation Portal Plus, like a Pro Edition, not a Plus, but a Pro Edition. It's going to use an OLED screen. They found a SKU online somewhere from some retail company. It'll be kind of interesting with that. With the PS6 coming out, they're supposedly having their own handheld, so we'll see. Forza Horizon 6 has been confirmed to launch on the PlayStation 5 2026. They showed a gameplay trailer, the gameplay trailer. The game does look amazing. The cars always look good. I'm not a Forza guy or a racing guy. So we'll see a friend of the show, Marshall205, and a friend of the show, Patman, if they decide to get that. Fable has been announced for the PlayStation 5. It's slated to release during the fall of 2026. It looks good. I mean, I enjoyed the first Fable. I didn't play all the way through the second Fable. I think I got maybe halfway through. The next one, we have 8 games leaving. February. Eight games leave into PlayStation Plus Extra in February. So if you have not played those games and you want to play them, you have until February 17th. They'll be gone. It'll be Carto, Cult of the Lamb, which Ryan would recommend playing that one. Played a little bit of it. New World, Atrium will be delisted and will shut down on January 31st. Even for PC side, from what I understand. Let's see, Res Infinite's leaving. Saga Frontier Remastered. Super Neptuna RPG. The Ascent. And then WWE 2K25. Which I'm still surprised they even put that one on there, but now it's leaving. If you want to play any of those games, make sure you do playing before February 17th. Got a couple weeks. Now there's a story here. Sony is has sold their TVs, their television business, to again a TCL. Now they didn't sell all of it; they sold 51%. So TCL will own 51% of Sony, remaining the 49%. But TCL expected to retain the Sony and Bravia branding for future products, but they're going to be putting their technology into the Sony TV. So kind of merging the two. See, here it says Sony first introduced, who's been playing until they introduced first TV, the TV8-301 back in the 1990s. This will begin operating in April 2027. Right. There was a new controller announced for the PlayStation 5, a limited edition one. It's a Marathon controller. I think this one does look pretty good. Most people are excited for this one compared to some of the others. It is an all-white controller with the black joysticks and then with the white buttons. It's got like a green emblem in the middle, some stickers on it, some little buttons to go up to show you like arrows up and down. There's also a headset coming with it. The headset's going to be $169.99. The headset, same basic design with the black foam, with the white and thicker, with the green, black, and the other colors on there as well. I'll more likely be getting the controller at launch. The pre-orders open on the 29th for the controller. Launches on the March 5th. There'll be $84.99. It says globally limited quantity. So that was all the Sony PlayStation news. Let's go into Xbox news. I just talked about the Forza Horizon 6. There's a Game Pass upgrade cost. Get it. And the premium upgrade is basically $60. And the price of the game is $60. So this whole upgrade is kind of weird from what they're saying. So it's the pair with Xbox Game Pass release costs $60 here in the UK. That's the exact same standard as the PlayStation. US based game $70 compared to $50 here. So over in Europe, I guess in Japan, other areas, it's $60. Their money. It's a little wild and crazy there. All right, next one. Double Fine's Killin' revealed as a top surprise. Oh, there's a game, that's right. Game called Killin', K-I-L-N. It's a very cartoonish. Pretty crazy from looking at the pictures of it. And I'm watching this little video right now. Cartoonish style. Get an idea what maybe. Can't really describe what it is. It looks like you're battling other people. They're following you around. You can create weapons. But that's all the Xbox news for today. We'll go into some Nintendo news. Hideki Kono has left Nintendo after 40 years. He was the director of games like Super Mario Bros. 2, Super Mario Bros. 3. Apparently, he retired from the company back in July 2025. started as a designer and instant director and Nintendo game. Next one, someone else, Kensuke Suki Abe has retired from Nintendo as well. He said, well, Metroid Prime 4 will be his last game. And let's see. Oh, here we got Doug Bowser, a former of Nintendo, has joined the Hasbro board. Bowser is a two. He did leave GameStop. Let's see, apparently to join the board of directors as Reggie joined GameStop. Oh, it looks like Carla Vernon, who was the CEO of Honest Company, also left and has joined Nintendo. I'm sorry, main George Hasbro. All right, now we got some other news. So an Assassin's Creed boss that was let go of from Ubisoft is suing them for nearly $1 million, and they allegedly force him to leave. Mark Alex Cote, he was the head of the Assassin's Creed franchise and worked at Ubisoft for over 20 years. They let him go after the launch of Assassin's Creed Shadows. He claimed he didn't leave voluntarily, but was pushed out of the company. Now he's suing Ubisoft for nearly $1 million over what he alleges of a constructive dismissal. See, $1.3 million Canadian dollars in damages, roughly $935,000 American dollars. He demoted according to the law. They demoted him. His mission would only cut it in France, meaning he would not be eligible unless he's willing to relocate his life across the Atlantic. There's a lot of stuff going on there. I'm sure we'll hear more about that. Next one, the Prince of with the Ubisoft canceling a bunch of games. Apparently, there was a Prince of Persia remake. That got canceled. There was one unannounced game. There was three new IPs and a mobile game also that was canceled. A lot of fans are not happy that the Prince of Persia game was canceled. Prince of Persia is a very popular game, and it looks like we're getting a Fortnite crossover with Fall Guys. It's a new limited time mode. Crown Jam is called. Two teams of three enter an arena with the aim of scoring more goals than the other opponent. Tackle the players, you various power-ups, get the edge on another team. The official announcement grabs the most cross between baseball, football, and obstacle course. It looks fun. Kind of has that a Party Animals vibe to it. You're grabbing things and trying to take it, but this one has a little bit more sports themed. There's like a little football one on there on Party Animals that reminds me of. Also with Fortnite, there's going to be an Overwatch / Fortnite crossover coming to the Epic Play Store. Saying some characters from Overwatch will appear in Fortnite. Be interesting. And here it says it's going to be Tracer, D.Va, and Kenji, some other players. All right. There was a person who made from Annaburn, a hardware company apparently known for its retro game handhelds. They made a controller that has a heartbeat sensor in it. It's called Annaburnic, Annbernic. RG space G-O-1. It's a wireless controller designed to work with PC, mobile phones, and Nintendo Switch. And it's an odd call. It has a 2.5-inch IPS LCD screen, the center of the controller. The control, it does look crazy. It looks like an Xbox controller with a screen in the middle. It does have a heartbeat sensor on it. And there's a white one and a black one. So that is all the gaming news for today. We're going to talk about Lego news. Don't have Ryan here to go over a lot of this stuff. Get his thoughts on it, but if you listen to it, then we'll get your thoughts next week. So the golden retriever puppy that I talked about last week, it's set 11384. It has officially been announced. It has 2,102 pieces. It's a little light colored golden retriever puppy with a blue collar with the yellow little dog tag. You can do it with the tongue hanging out or with not without the tongue hanging out. You can, the paws are removed, are movable, so you can move the paw up. It's going to be on sale for $139.99. It is releasing February 1st. You can pre-order it. Apparently it looks like the tail can move as well. Yep, the tail moves up and down. The paw moves up and down. Or the arm, and then you can have the tag whale. Cool set. Hopefully they do some more dogs and stuff like that with the cat and then some other animals. So this is the one I was hoping he would get. Let's talk about. So Lego is announcing they're parting with Crocs on a multi-year partnership. They have these big clog square brick Crocs that are shaped like a Lego brick. It's got the four studs on it. It does come with a minifigure. The price is crazy. They're saying it's going to be coming out February 16th. It's going to retail for $149.99. Then they said, no, it's actually going to be $199.99. If you go to the website, which I'm going to go real quick. Yep, the Brick Clog, it's number 5010203. It is $199.99 on the list. Oh. The minifigure you get with it does have the brick feet with it. There's red, white, black, and pink. They're showing people wearing it, and it's in the little picture of it, the adults. Not for $199.99. I am not buying. For $59.99, yeah, enough for. It does look like a big Lego brick the way it looks, but not for me. Called the Brick Clog. Next one. I saw this online. It's already sold out. It's a shelf. The Lego, like, floating shelf you can mount on the wall. There's a red one and a blue one. They're both sold out. It said 5010107. So 5010107. That's for the blue shelf. Get a red one as well. Saw these. They're not big. You could probably fit maybe 24 minifigures on it. Some smaller sets, can't fit nothing really big on it, but it's a floating shelf. You see the video, Ryan, you see our videos, Ryan has these floating shelves in the background on in his office, for the plants. I wonder if he would be some buying something like that. All right. I saw this one, they had every now and then, they have these build shops around the United States. You can get them in Nashville or Texas, Arizona, California, in big places. And they'll have these collectible sets you can get with them. So apparently on Sunday, January 18th, which was last week, they had this one little burger bike cart. So it's a little bike cart that has a grill burger. And I guess you guy just rides it around, stops it, makes a burger for with it. It's a cool looking set. I want to get this. I'm going to try to find someone somewhere online that'll have it. This was released in a Garden State, Hermas, New Jersey, and at the store in Orem, Utah. Unfortunately, don't have anything like this around us all the time, so you have to go online to get this. They did do a little tease online for this next Lego house set that's only give. You have to go to Europe. You have to go to Denmark to buy this set. And the house sets come, when they come to the United States, they're usually pretty expensive. Like, I still want to get the pirate minifigure. It's not really a minifigure. It's a live, it's a big 2-foot figure, but so I want to get him. This set right here, they showed a picture of it. It's all like jumbled up, so you don't really know what it is, but people are thinking it's actually like the Lego factory design where this pieces look. If you look at the Lego factory, like the where, the corporate office where they're like stacked up on top of each other, white bricks with blue and red and yellow toppers, the way the bricks in the layout here, that's what people are thinking it is because of the colors. And the base is being black, and then no, it's black with the underneath. So be interested in what it actually is. This one, they did a little teaser for the Mario Kart. So last year, Lego did a little Mario Kart with Mario in like a little racing car. It was set 72037. Well, they did a little video that, and in the video, they show Luigi. You see, kind of see maybe from Luigi's arm to the tire. His card is bigger. The wheels look a little different in the picture. Luigi sits up just a little taller. He is taller than Mario. I'm sure this will be around the same price as the Mario. So they're saying it's probably going to be around Mario Day, Mario 10th, when this will be announced. The actual real announcement, which is far away. But we'll see. Or it'll be order release on that day. The next one I want to talk about is the Lego has announced it, the Education Learn and Home sets. Set 45202, 45200, then 45201. Are these little educational sets that you can build. And from what I'm reading online, the minifigures is where people are going crazy over. They're like an Arctic scene. Do like astronaut minifigures for their space scene. The other one, there's space one, there's a fishing scene. So, see, I'm trying to see where can you get. There's Moon Mission Science Kit set 4 or 5. 200, it's $49.99. There's the Antarctic Animal Science Kit 45201 for $49.99. Then the Mars Mission Science Set, set 45202 is $99. Basically, for $200, you can get them all. Oh, there's a, I'm sorry, there's another one that's 45203. I didn't go all the way down. Arctic Animal Science Kit, that's also. So basically, for $300, you can get all. Four sets. And you can get them. You go to Lego store, the shop, and you can. All right. They announced what a gift with purchase for Valentine's Day is going to be this penguin love thing. Two penguins sitting on like a little ice little thing with a stand in the middle. It has little hearts on it. You can, I guess. Oh, the standard on is shaped as a heart as well. The penguin with the fish in his mouth. Be a gift with purchase for Valentine's Day. And then they had they officially announced the Botanicals Flower Wall. It's at 11503. It's a very bright pink, different color pinks and red, blue, purple, or lavender. It'll be releasing on February 1st, has 879 pieces. It'll be for $89.99, so I'm sure we'll get this one. It does look a lot better than the original photo that they announced. like the little wood background it's on, but I do think it looks. That was all the Lego news I had for you this week. Again, sorry about the short episode. We did have a weather problems here. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. If you want to contact me on the socials at @game_stitch, @HoeEffinShow, that'll be on Instagram or Twitter/X. That was episode 674. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.